today we are very fortunate. Today's class is given by Her Grace Kalasudha Mataji. The topic is Mahabhava Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani. Mataji, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your wonderful association. Mataji, take over this call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanitraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So today I've been asked to speak on the glories of Srimati Radharani, Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani. It is in preparation for welcoming Srimati Radharani tomorrow in the U.S. here. It is the most auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani is being celebrated tomorrow. And I believe in India it will be celebrated on Monday. So it's just to help us be in the proper mood so that we can welcome this day, you know, because it is said that the auspicious day is non-different from the personality, so that we can properly welcome Srimati Radharani tomorrow. With that mood, we will try to prepare our consciousness so that we can, in the right mood, welcome Srimati Radharani tomorrow. So I was actually reading a very, very, you know, one thing that always used to strike me, you know, that why is the color of our sannyasis, you know, the renunciant monks, our sannyasis, our guru vargas, why is it saffron? You know, I never got a proper answer for that. Why is the color of renunciation saffron? And recently, I came across this conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Lokanath Goswami from Sri Prem Vilas. There's a very beautiful book, Sri Prem Vilas, and there it is mentioned by Lord Chaitanya himself. Mahaprabhu is explaining from texts 126 to 134. This is what Lord Chaitanya is saying. Amaro lagia radha adhi shokhi gano birahe Vyakula hoya teji lo jibon Ami ho teji bo prano tahar lagia shedasho Hoibo tumi shuni bethakia. Feeling separation from me, Radha and the gopis have given up their lives. Now I shall also give up my life for her. You will see me in that condition, O Lokanath. Dhoribo taharo kanti puribo runo bashon Hoibo taharo dasha anandito mon. Adopting Radha's complexion and the saffron-colored cloth of separation, I will become her maid servant and get happiness. Ei lagi aruna basana divaga japibo tahar guna kohilo tomaya. Wearing the saffron-colored dress of separation on my body, I will sing the glorious qualities of Srimati Radharani. So the saffron-colored dress, the aruna vashana, aruna, when the sun is about to rise, or when the sun is about to set, the color becomes saffron, the sky becomes saffron in color. So, the color of separation from Krishna, when Krishna was separated from Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani gave up her clothing. She actually would stop, you know, Srimati Radharani is a very exquisite dresser. She is very, very particular about how she dresses, very particular. She wears very specific kind of clothing, very specific kind of jewelry. All of this she used to do for the pleasure of Krishna. Not that she wants to be particular, but she knows that when Krishna sees her like this, he becomes very pleased and happy. So in order to please Krishna, Srimati Radharani would dress very meticulously. She's a meticulous dresser. This is one of her 25 special qualities. She's a very meticulous dresser. But once Krishna was separated from Srimati Radharani, it is explained that Srimati Radharani, she stopped doing any kind of shringar. She stopped doing any kind of dressing. And she would wear the saffron cloth of separation. Because the saffron color, it resembles separation. That is the, you know, like how when we are in the battlefield, if one army wants to surrender, the cloth of surrender, the color of surrender, you know, they hoist, they put up a flag that, okay, we are surrendering, that is the color white. So the white color is showing surrender. Saffron-colored cloth shows separation. So Srimati Radharani personified this in her own self by wearing only saffron-colored cloth after Krishna left Vrindavan, you know, like, you know, apparently, you know, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but just apparently Krishna seemed to have left Vrindavan. And since that time, Srimati Radharani used to adorn herself only with saffron-colored cloth of separation. And that is the reason why that Mahaprabhu, you know, he actually could not, Krishna knew that, you know, that Srimati Radharani had, you know, would only wear saffron cloth. Krishna knew that. And Krishna, he was dressing as a king, as the prince of Dwarka, as the king of Dwarka later on. But he made a promise to Srimati Radharani that one day, Srimati Radharani, I will come and I will reciprocate, you know, wearing the saffron-colored dress of separation on my body and taking on your mood and complexion, I will sing the glorious qualities of Radharani. Krishna made this promise to Radharani and to himself. So when he came as Mahaprabhu, this was one of the major reasons why Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in order to reciprocate with the pure love of Srimati Radharani by accepting that same saffron-colored dress of separation. That is the reason why Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he wore saffron clothes, just to reciprocate with the divine love of Srimati Radharani. And that is the reason why in our parampara, that our Guru Vargas also, they are wearing saffron cloth, because that is the color of separation. So that was something very, very striking that you know, I found. And I was just recently, you know, in honor of Sri Radhashtami coming, I was meditating on this Radhikashtakam. Sri Radhikashtakam is written by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and you know, I thought that to start off the mood of setting the mood for Sri Radhashtami, we can recite the first verse of Sri Radhikashtakam. Sri Radhikashtakam. Kum kumakta kanchanapcha garbhari gaurabha pito nam chitabcha gandha kirti nindishaurabha ballabesha shina shava banchita tha shajika majhamatma padopadmo dashadastu radhika. Translation: her splendorous golden complexion steals the pride of a golden lotus flower anointed with a tinge of red kumkum. Her sweet fragrance mocks the fame of the aroma of a lotus flower sprinkled with saffron powder. She is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of the son of the king of the cowherd men. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. This is a very, very beautiful meditation, this Sri Radhikashtakam. Very, very beautiful meditation. So I can urge all of us that we can read this, at least, you know, in preparation for Radhashtami. But a very, very beautiful song that's written here. And just see how visual and how experiential these words are. You know, that we can experience it. We know what a golden lotus flower can look like. And if you put a tinge of kumkum, red kumkum, on the golden lotus flower, how it would appear. That is how Srimati Radharani looks. Because Srimati Radharani's complexion, her angokanti, is golden, is gaurangi. And her lips are as red as the red kumkum. Her eyes are as restless, like the little doe, as elongated as lotus petals. And just see how we can feel the presence of Srimati Radharani, or at least we can try to remember that Srimati Radharani is passing by, or we can feel her presence, because her aroma, her fragrance is described here. We can experience it. Her aroma is talked about over here, that it is just like the aroma of a lotus flower. You know, any of us who've smelled lotus, it has a very subtle kind of smell. Unless you really dig inside, you know, like you have to really go inside the lotus and, you know, put your nose really close to the lotus, and a very sweet smell comes from the lotus flower, very sweet. And all of us have, we have the experience of smelling saffron. So imagine that lotus flower mixed with some saffron powder. That is the aroma, or the fragrance, the bodily fragrance of Srimati Radharani. So it's a combination of lotus and saffron mixed together, producing this transcendental aroma. So whenever, you know, tomorrow, be mindful that Srimati Radharani is going to be present. You know, she will be walking. She's present every day, but especially tomorrow. If you smell lotus and saffron, know that Srimati Radharani has just passed by. So she's fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of the son of the king of the cowherd men. May Sri Radhika bestow upon me the service of her own lotus feet. Srimati Radharani, extremely kind, extremely merciful. And, you know, her appearance in this world, in Bhauma Vrindavan, is very, very special. And it's a very beautiful pastime, how she appeared in Bhauma Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, one day, Krishna, Shama Sundara, he wanted to go into a special forest grove that was made by a very beautiful gopi by the name of Viraja Gopi. The Viraja Gopi had decorated her kunja, her forest grove, so beautifully that Krishna was captivated by that forest grove. And he went to inside this forest grove to have intimate association with this very beautiful gopi known as Viraja Gopi. And Krishna, he kept his very confidential friend, Sridhama, he kept him at the gate and told him, Sridham, I'm going inside with Viraja Gopi, so make sure that nobody would come in. And then Srimati Radharani, she was strolling in the forest grove, and then she saw, oh, this very beautiful kunja, this very beautiful forest grove, and she saw Sridharma standing in front of that forest grove. So she came to Sridharma and said, hey, Sridham, where is your sakha? Where is Shama Sundar? Have you seen him? He said, yes, yes, I saw him. He's there. You know, and Sridharma pointed the opposite direction. Then Srimati Radharani said, okay, so if your prana sakha is there, what are you doing here? Let me go inside. I feel that he is inside here. So then Sridharma said, no, Radhe, believe me. He's not here. He's there. He's there playing. I'm just standing here. I came for some business. So, you know, I'm about to finish, so I'm also going. So then Radharani said, no, Sridham, I have serious doubts. You are hiding something from me. So move. You know, let me pass. So Sridhama was instructed by Krishna, and Sridhama said, no, Radhe, today I will not let you pass. And then Srimati Radharani started displaying her transcendental anger. And in her transcendental anger, she said to Sridham, you are being so demoniac, O Sridham. You are being so demoniac that you are denying me. entrance into this forest Kunja. So I curse you that you will go down to Bhuloka and be born in a demoniac family. So Sri Dharma said, okay, Radhe, I accept your curse. No problem. I accept it. I will go down and be born in the demoniac family. But you, look at you. What are you doing? You are fighting like, you know, how Vaishyas fight. So I'm cursing you that you are saying that you cannot tolerate a moment's separation from Krishna and you're fighting like this Vaishya girl. So I am cursing you that you will be born in a Vaishya community and you will have to suffer 100 years of separation from your Prananath. So hearing like this, Srimati Radharani said, okay, I take on your curse also. And then she immediately instructed her sakhis to just, you know, move Sridham. So, you know, Radharani has crores and crores of sakhis. So they just came and, you know, just picked Sridhama and moved him aside. And Srimati Radharani walked into the forest Kunja, the grove, the forest grove. And Krishna was able to understand that Sri Radhe is about to enter. So as soon as Srimati Radharani was about to enter, Krishna immediately vanished from that forest grove. And seeing that Krishna had vanished, Viraja Gopi, she was so scared that, you know, now Srimati Radharani will come and she will find out that I was alone with Krishna and she is not going to like it. So Viraja Gopi, out of fear, she became water. You know, there's a very famous saying in Hindi, that dar se pani pani ho jana. So that was the situation of Viraja Gopi. She became so afraid of Srimati Radharani that she immediately became like water and she became the Viraja River. And then Srimati Radharani walked into this kunja and she saw that there was only Viraja Nadi, you know, the Viraja River that was flowing, and that Krishna was nowhere to be seen. And then Srimati Radharani, she's a very expert astrologer, very expert. That is one of her, you know, the 64 artistic qualities that Srimati Radharani has. One of them is that she is an expert astrologer, very expert astrologer. So using her skill and art of astrology, Srimati Radharani was able to figure out that this Viraja River was actually a gopi, and that she, out of fear, became Viraja River. And she started finding out that where did Krishna go? And through her astrology, she found out that Krishna had assumed the form of a snake. In fear of Srimati Radharani, Krishna had assumed the form of a snake and he was hiding under a tree, you know, a little hole under a tree. So then Srimati Radharani, she came out of that forest grove and then she assumed the form of a peacock. And she went and perched on that same tree and she waited very patiently for Krishna to come out. You know, because peacocks and snakes are enemies, no? Peacock can eat a snake and kill a snake. So Radharani said, Krishna, you're very clever. You're trying to hide from me by becoming a snake. I'm going to take care of you. So Krishnamati Radharani had assumed the form of the peacock and she was waiting for Krishna to come out. So all of these pastimes, you know, sometimes we tend to think that how come Srimati Radharani, we know her that she is the most compassionate one. She is the most merciful one. Then why was Viraja scared of Srimati Radharani? Why was Krishna scared of Srimati Radharani? Okay, Krishna being scared is understandable, that is their rasa. But what about Viraja? And why did, you know, Srimati Radharani curse Sridhama. And how could Sridhama curse Srimati Radharani? So this is what goes on in the spiritual world. But we need to understand that these are very, very specific leelas. Very specific leelas. Then Viraja had to become a river because she is the dividing line between the material world and the spiritual world. So her manifestation had to come with a justifiable reason. That only when someone is scared so much that they become a river. And Viraja's feeling of frightening, the feeling that she was having, was not so much out of guilt. You know, that not that she was taking Krishna away from Srimati Radharani, but she was just feeling that, Viraja was feeling that, oh, have I, you know, become an obstacle in the pleasure pastimes of my, you know, Swami and Swaminiji, you know, like for Radha and Krishna. So Viraja was feeling, her feeling of fright was out of love. And Sridham and Srimati Radharani, why they were cursed, why they cursed each other, that will be revealed in a short while. But what happened is when Srimati Radharani was waiting as a peacock, Krishna then immediately came out of the tree in his original form. And saw Srimati Radharani in this most enchanting form as a peacock. And Krishna immediately plucked one of the feathers of the peacock and adorned his crown. And that is the reason why Krishna wears peacock feather on his crown, because Srimati Radharani actually became a peacock for Krishna. So there is another reason also why Krishna wears peacock feather, but this is why, in connection to Srimati Radharani, that Krishna wears the peacock feather. And when Krishna assumed his own form, that time Srimati Radharani also assumed her divine form. And she immediately became very modest, very shy in front of Krishna. And, you know, all the sakhis, all the sakhas, they came. And Srimati Radharani, you know, actually Sridhama first came, and he came and begged forgiveness from Srimati Radharani and said that, Radhe, I'm so sorry that, you know, Krishna had instructed me not to let anybody in. And I'm so sorry, you know, you are the queen of Vraja, and, you know, your order is supposed to be the highest order for me, but I'm so sorry that I didn't allow you into the kunja. So Srimati Radharani also felt very bad and said that, no, Sridham, I know that you were following the instruction of Krishna, and I'm sorry that I got angry at you. So then Krishna was witnessing, he was listening, he was smiling and listening to this conversation between Srimati Radharani and Sridhama. And then Radharani just looked at Shyamasundara and said that, hey Shyam, you are sitting and nicely enjoying our conversation, but what is going to happen to all the curses that we gave each other? And why did we curse each other? What happened? So then Shyam said that this is for a very special leela that is going to manifest, that Radhe, you cursed Sridhama. He's going to go as Shankarchuda, and he is going to have some of his desires fulfilled. And I'll have some of my desires fulfilled. So always know that whatever happens here, it happens by my desire. And all of you are just playing the part, you know, so that's how it is. I'm the director, Krishna said. So Radharani said, okay, but what about Sridhama's curse upon me? And he has told me that I'm going to suffer 100 years of separation from you. How am I going to suffer that? You know, how will I tolerate that? I cannot even tolerate one moment of separation from you, Krishna. And then Krishna said that, yes, Sri Radhe, you will have to suffer 100 years of separation from me. But in reciprocation to that, you will get, you know, millions and millions of lifetimes of pleasure from me also. And I will reciprocate with your feeling of separation. I will also reciprocate with that. So all of this is part of my arrangement. So don't feel anything otherwise, both of you, that why you did like this and acted in this way. So don't feel like that. So then hearing these words, Srimati Radharani told Krishna that, Krishna, I don't want to go to Bhuloka, you know, because there is no Vrindavan, there is no Giriraj, there is no Radhakund, there is no Jamuna. How can I go to, you know, all of this have to, you know, they're here. How am I supposed to go there? I will feel so much separation. So then Krishna said, don't worry, Radhe. In preparation for you to go there, Giriraj is already gone. Jamuna is already there. So you will not feel separation. Please go there, and I am there also. So we will resume our pastimes there too. And pastimes of a very high level, Krishna said to Radharani. So then Srimati Radharani, she appeared in a place called Ravel in the 84 course Brajamandal, the 84 courses of Brajamandal. And that place of Ravel is the last night stay that we have during the Brajamandal. And a very, very, very beautiful place, extremely beautiful place. That's the appearance place of Srimati Radharani. It's actually very near Gokul, where Krishna first appeared. Nanda Maharaj and Jashoda Mata, they were having a little palace there in Gokul. That's where Vasudev delivered Krishna from Mathura. And then later, because Gokul was so near to Mathura and very easily accessible by the demons, so when that the demons were going on attacking, that's when all the cowherd men headed by Upananda and Nanda Baba, they all decided to move to Nandagaon. So that was on top of a hill. They thought that they would be more protected, you know, from the attack of the demons. So, but first Krishna also made his appearance in Gokul. And from Gokul to Ravel is a very, very short distance. So from Ravel also, then Srimati Radharani, when Krishna moved to Nandagaon, then Maharaj Brishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari Devi, they moved to Barshana. So that's how everything happened. So childhood of Krishna, how it happened in Gokul, similarly, the childhood of Srimati Radharani was in displayed and manifested in this exotic place in Brajamandal known as Ravel. Now Ravel, there's a very beautiful kunda, and there's a very nice temple this is the only temple where you can see Srimati Radharani in the form of a baby, you know. She is just like how Gopal crawls on his knees and he is having his hand outstretched like that, holding a laddu, you know, or holding makhan, the deity of Gopalji. Similarly, Srimati Radharani, she is also like a crawling baby. You know, she is also on her knees. So baby Radharani, this is the only place in the entire creation that Srimati Radharani is worshipped as a baby. Very beautiful deity. Very, very beautiful deity. It feels as if she's going to blink at any time, you know. She's so lively. This deity of Srimati Radharani is so lively that it feels that she will just blink at any minute. You know, so, so captivating deity. And it is explained, the appearance of Srimati Radharani is explained that one day Maharaj Brishabhanu was going for his morning bath and he saw a golden effulgence coming from the Jamuna. He went nearby and he saw that there was a 1,000-petaled lotus, golden-colored lotus. And in the whirl, in the center of that lotus, was this very beautiful baby. She was golden in color. And at that time, Radharani's eyes were also closed. She was a baby, newborn baby. So, you know, her entire body appeared to be golden, and she was just tinged with little kumkum, like her lips, her reddish lips. So, you know, what we read here, that Srimati Radharani's complexion is like that golden lotus flower, anointed with a tinge of red kumkum. So that is exactly how Srimati Radharani appeared. That she was this little golden child, and her whole body was golden at this point, and she just had her lips that was reddish in color, and her the back of her lotus feet and the back of her palms, you know, her palms, these were red in color. So these are the only five limbs of her body which were red in color. Her lips, her lotus lips, the two lotus feet, and her lotus palms of her hands were red in color. And Maharaj Brishabhanu was so captivated by this golden child, he immediately picked her up, put his Angavastra on this little child, and then brought her back to his palace and put her in the lap of his dear wife, Mother Kirtida. Mother Kirtida Sundari, and they actually were so happy that, you know, they were blessed with this very beautiful child, and immediately they said that yes, we adopt this beautiful baby. And Narad Muni, he heard that Sri Radhe had appeared, so he immediately came to see the newborn child. And immediately he started worshipping, but they noticed, Maharaj Brishabhanu noticed, that the child was blind, that she would not open her eyes. She was not just going to open her eyes. Narad Muni immediately understood, and he said, "But don't be disappointed, my dear Brishabhanu. You should actually, you know, make a declaration in the whole of Brajamandal that you have been blessed with, you know, the most fortunate child has come to you. So make a declaration that everyone can come and give their blessings to your child." So Maharaj Brishabhanu, he made this declaration in the entire Brajamandala, and Nanda Baba and Jashoda Maiya, who were very close friends of Kirtida Sundari Devi and Maharaj Brishabhanu, they were so happy that, you know, their dear friends were blessed with a golden child, a daughter who has come. So they took their little Krishna, who was, you know, around a year at that time. Krishna was around a year old, and he had just started, you know, crawling. Krishna had just started crawling on his, you know, and he would just, he would crawl on his knees, and he would, you know, walk like that. Krishna had still not started walking, but he was able to crawl. So they came to Ravel, and when they came, they saw the child. They had brought so much gifts for Kirtida Sundari Devi and for this beautiful golden child. And, you know, Kirtida Sundari Devi was expressing her, you know, disappointment. Not really her disappointment, but she was saying to Mother Jashoda, who was her very dear friend, she said, "I'm so fortunate to be blessed with this such a beautiful child. But just see that, you know, nature has given this defect to my daughter, that she's blind." So Mother Jashoda said, "Don't worry. She is the perfection of all beauty. So don't worry. Look at her features. They're so perfect. Don't worry if she is blind. It's okay. Don't worry." Like this, Mother Jashoda was consoling Kirtida Sundari Devi. And Srimati Radharani was kept in her cradle. And Krishna immediately knew why Srimati Radharani was not opening her lotus eyes. He knew that. So when the elders were sitting and talking, Krishna, with his little baby steps, you know, he started crawling towards the cradle. And then he held the sides of the cradle, and he stood up with the sides of the cradle, and he touched, you know, Krishna with his soft lotus-like hands. He touched the golden cheeks of Srimati Radharani. And as soon as she was touched by the transcendental divine touch of Krishna, immediately Sri Radhe opened her lotus-like eyes and she saw Krishna in front of her. Because that was her desire, that she didn't want to see anybody else other than Krishna when she first opened her eyes. That is the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. That is how and why she is known as the greatest devotee of Krishna. That she didn't even want to see anybody else other than Krishna. That is her love for Krishna. So everybody was so happy that, look, your beautiful daughter, now she is, you know, giggling and laughing. And she has such beautiful eyes. Look at Srimati Radharani's eyes. Look at her eyes. I mean, her eyes, her eyelashes are so big. Her eyes are like, you know, milk. If it is tinged with a little bit of kumkum or alta, how it gets like pinkish. So that is the color of the, you know, the white portion of her eyes. And look at her eyeballs. They're so beautiful. So beautiful. It looks as if it is reflecting whoever is looking into. It's like a mirror. It is reflecting whoever is looking into her eyes. And they're so elongated like teardrops. So beautiful. Look at her eyes. Now, this is the perfection of all beauty. They were glorifying Srimati Radharani. And the name Radha was a very special name. Ra stands for Rasa, and Rasa Mandala, rather. Rasa Mandala, and Dha stands for Dhavita, Dhavamana. Dhavamana means one who runs. You know, Dhavamana means to run. So one who runs towards the Rasa Mandala is known as Radha. These two syllables, that is the meaning of Srimati Radharani's name. Rasa Mandal ke taraf jo dhavaman hote hain, wo hai Srimati Radharani. That is Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is so, chaste to Krishna. After this pastime of Viraja, Srimati Radharani, she was, you know, one day after Viraja Nadi and, you know, the Viraja River and everything happened, and, you know, she was sitting with her Prana Sakhis again waiting for Krishna to come. Srimati Radharani said that, see, these Sakhis, Krishna gets attracted by the love that, you know, everyone has for him. So I want to make such a place, I want to create such a forest grove for Krishna that Krishna will never ever be able to leave that particular place. So Srimati Radharani, what she did is that she actually took a lotus flower, she took an 8-petaled lotus flower, and she said that, you know, and she was crying tears of separation from Krishna. And she took that, and the tears of separation was making like a little, you know, reservoir of water. So Srimati Radharani took that lotus flower and she put it in that reservoir of water. And that reservoir of water became Ganga. And this 8-petaled lotus flower became Navadvipa. And the central wall also became an island. So there were 9 total, you know, portions of the lotus flower. So it became 9 islands. And it came to be known as Sri Navadvip Dham. So Srimati Radharani, you know, Krishna is the creator of all the worlds, the material and the spiritual worlds. But Navadvip Dham is a specific creation of only Srimati Radharani. And she created this particular dham so that Krishna would never ever be able to leave this place. And when Krishna saw this beautiful creation of Srimati Radharani, he immediately entered this forest grove, you know, of 9 islands. And Srimati Radharani decorated it so beautifully. And he said to Srimati Radharani that in this forest grove, we will become one. Radha Krishna Duitanu Akahoila Goranga Swarupe. So which means that Radha and Krishna, who are 2 separate bodies, became one as Goranga Mahaprabhu in this land of Navadvipa. So they became inseparable in this holy tract of land in Navadvip Dham. And Krishna said that I will never be able to leave this particular tract of land because, Sri Radhe, this is your creation. You have made this beautiful forest grove for me. So Navadvip Dham, whenever we, you know, think of Mayapur or have the good fortune of seeing Mayapur Dham, going to Mayapur Dham, we should remember that the reason why Srila Prabhupada made Mayapur, ISKCON Mayapur, as our world headquarters is because of this special reason, as the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and because it is the special creation of Srimati Radharani. Radharani has created only one thing she has created, and which is Navadvip Dham. It's very, very special. Very special. So this is one other meditation. And I'd like to share one very, very special pastime. And we can conclude with this special pastime and this very special meditation. We all know that how when Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan for protecting all the Brajvasis, for 7 days and 7 nights. At that time, when the rains finally stopped, Indra realized his mistake and he came to beg forgiveness from Krishna. But Krishna would not even look at Indra. And then Indra, he seeked shelter of Mother Surabhi. And when Mother Surabhi recommended to Krishna about Indra, that's when Krishna mercifully forgave Indra for his mistake. And then we all know how, with, you know, Airavata bringing Akash Ganga waters, Indra actually coronated Krishna. And he actually bathed Krishna on the foothills of Govardhan. And that place came to be known as Govindakund, you know, the water that bathed Krishna. And Indra also coronated Krishna with a name that day, and he said that your name is Govinda. Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the cows and who is the protector of the cows, the protector and the pleasure giver of the cows and the senses. So Govinda, Indra gave this name to Krishna. So all the Brajabasis, you know, nobody knew about this, you know, special Leela that Indra came to coronate Krishna and this entire thing had happened, except for Purnamasi. She knew about it. Balaram knew about it. And Srimati Radharani knew about it. So when Srimati Radharani, you know, she knows about this particular pastime. So Krishna, after being coronated by Indra, was thinking that, you know, this particular pastime is actually narrated by Srila Jiva Goswami in his book called the Madhava Mahotsava, that you know, Krishna was feeling that okay, Indra coronated me, but you know, Radharani, she is Vrajeshwari, she is the queen of Vrindavan. I need to organize I need to organize something for coronating Srimati Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan, officially, for everybody to know. So Krishna, he met with Vrindadevi, and they devised a scheme. You know, Krishna came up with a plan, and you know, Vrindadevi, he instructed Vrindadevi that this is what we need to do. So Vrindadevi manifested a big divine voice which echoed throughout the land of Raja. And Vrindadevi was addressing Purnamasi, because we need to understand that whatever Purnamasi would say, everybody in Vrindavan would agree to that. So Vrindadevi addressed Purnamasi, saying that, oh, queen of yogis, I want you to bathe Srimati Radharani, who is the goddess of Vrindavan. So do not hesitate, you know, let's arrange for the Abhishek of Srimati Radharani. That then, you know, the ethereal voice was continuing, because Srimati Radharani was feeling so shy, you know, that what's going on, why me, you know, and Radharani always feels, you know, that everybody else can get whatever they want, but, you know, I don't want to be in the front. She never wants to come out in the front and do, and, you know, get recognition like this. So, you know, the shy Srimati Radharani was thinking, why me? So then, you know, Krishna knew this, so he had already instructed Vrindadevi to say this. So Vrindadevi said, O Radhe, do not hesitate to act boldly for the welfare of your kinsmen and Vrindavan. By this action, you will destroy unlimited misery of the world and bestow supreme charity upon all. After all, even the most reserved maidens must give up their shyness when they accept a husband. So when Sri Radhe heard this nectarian message, she said, okay, I do accept Krishna as, you know, my husband. So in this, you know, they selected a very, very auspicious, you know, Purnamasi. She started arranging, you know, she ordered the sacred waters of the Manasi Ganga, the Jamuna, Saraswati, and, you know, in jeweled jugs, you know, they started keeping all these waters from these holy places. And, you know, also there were containers filled with ghee, milk, yogurt, and different kinds of fruit juices were all decked up and lined up, and Srimati Radharani was decorated so beautifully in a flower outfit, and she was wearing flower ornaments, and all the sakhis and, you know, Mother Jashoda, Vrishabhanu, Kirtida Sundari Devi and Purnamasi and all of Srimati Radharani's girlfriends, they all came and bathed Srimati Radharani. Her flower ornaments that were decorating her, she had a very, very, very beautiful, very elegantly made toe rings. You know, she had toe rings that was anointing her, decorating her toes. There was a small blue, very, very small blue color rose bud, which was threaded with small jasmine buds and made into a beautiful ring, and that was fitted into her toes. Her ankle bell that was made with flower was with jasmine buds and little, you know, buds of roses hanging down like pearls. Very beautiful. And then she was wearing a flower decorated. Her skirt was also completely made with flower petals lotus petals and, you know, tulip petals, so many different petals, you know, in very intricate designs, was done as her skirt. She was wearing a very beautiful waist belt made of, you know, jasmine buds, of lotus buds and rose buds. She was wearing a very beautiful long forest flower garland, and she was wearing a nice little choker made of jasmine buds. It was white in color, very white in color. Then she was wearing armlets and bracelets. She was wearing rings in all of her fingers. And then she was wearing a nose ring with a little red tiny rose bud, and which was strung with jasmine buds elongated through her cheeks to her right ear, which is pulled up to her right ear. This was her nose ring. And she was wearing her Mang Tika, which is her tiara, in the center of her hair. She was wearing a very, very beautiful decorated, you know, like a teardrop shape. It was decorated with petals, and then it was, you know, strung with jasmine buds. So beautiful, Srimati Radharani was looking. And then finally, the crown that Srimati Radharani was wearing was very beautifully done with just lotuses, lotus petals. She was wearing a crown made with lotus petals. And when, so this was the way that Srimati Radharani was decorated with her flower outfit. And when they started pouring all these different, you know, auspicious ingredients upon her, all this, you know, all the Brajabasis were actually singing and dancing with great joy and jubilation. And, you know, the entire ceremony was filled with auspiciousness. And after the bathing was complete, the gopis actually dried Srimati Radharani's delicate limbs, and then they dressed her in royal garments and decorated her with very costly and very, you know, delicate ornaments and scented flowers. And Srimati Radharani was seated on a bejeweled throne, and surrounded by her sakhis, Srimati Radharani appeared like the empress of divine love who rules the hearts of all purified souls. So then, they were, you know, they were all, you know, exclaiming, you know, the Jai Vrindavaneshwari, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. You know, they were all, you know, shouting like this and, you know, ululating. Then, you know, the devatas, they also came. You know, Swaha, who is Agni Devi's wife, they all came. Sachi Devi came, Indra's wife. All of them, you know, they were, of course, disguised, and they came and offered very, very special gifts to Srimati Radharani. So, Srimati Radharani and, you know, Srimati Radharani being the queen, she actually said that, okay, I am appointing Lalita Devi as my prime minister. So whoever has to do whatever has to come through, if they want an audience of Srimati Radharani, they have to come through Lalita Sakhi. So then Krishna, you know, he was waiting for some darshan of Srimati Radharani. So then Lalita Devi, he approached Lalita Devi that, hey Lalita, please, what do you think I can do for this festival? So then Lalita said, oh Vanamali, you know, everyone, you know, has got some service according to their liking and their capacity. So tell me, what service do you want to render for the queen? You know, what do you want to do? So then Krishna said, with great enthusiasm, Krishna said, you know, I have a very important service that I will offer to the queen of Raja. I desire to be the chief of police, and I'll wander throughout the land announcing the sovereignty of her queen. You know, I'll be her, you know, main bodyguard. That's what I'll be. So then Lalita Devi said, okay, if that's your desire, so okay, you can go ahead and do that, no problem. And then, you know, Srimati Radharani was sitting there. Krishna actually came. He bowed down to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, and Radharani became very shy. And Lalita Devi said, no, don't be shy. He is your policeman. He is your bodyguard. And he is going to declare in the entire land of Vrindavan that you have been coronated as the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari. So, like this, Srimati Radharani smiled, and, you know, Krishna went, you know, he wandered throughout Vrindavan, and he went and made announcements to everyone that the official representative of the throne upon which the daughter of King Rishabhanu now sits, as the heavenly empowered queen of Vrindavan. So from today, you have no other queen and no other, you know, master that other than Srimati Radharani, that she is the queen of Srimati of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So at the completion of his duty, this policeman, this guard, he came and reported this news to the queen that, hey, you know, Devi, I have, very, very properly gone and declared in every corner of Vrajamandal that Sri Radhe is Vrindavaneshwari. And then Srimati Radharani smiled very beautifully. And then Krishna thought that there is something has to be done, you know, to some mischief needs to be done to make this festival more memorable. So what Krishna did is that he actually said that, look, O queen, what has happened? I had a little flute and it has disappeared. What can I do? And then Srimati Radharani said, O Lalita, O Vishakha, we will not prosper. That if this news spreads that, you know, the bodyguard's, you know, item is lost, then what is the guarantee that other subjects' things will be safe? So we should search. Let us search. So then this Prime Minister Lalita was, you know, very irritated because she knew that this Krishna is doing some naughtiness, some mischief. So then, you know, Lalita said, okay, let's do some searching. And then everyone, Lalita Devi said, okay, what we can do is everyone can just show, you know, open their veils, all the ladies, they open their veils, and let's show the policeman if you have hidden his flute anywhere. So then everyone did that and nobody could find where did the flute go. No, Srimati Radharani was seeing everywhere. Nobody could find the flute. And then Radharani told Lalita that, oh, my dear Prime Minister Lalite, why don't you open your veil and let us see, because you are the only one. And then Srimati Lalita Devi, she opened her veil, and there, lo and behold, stood the flute. And then, you know, Krishna started laughing. Srimati Radharani laughed very sweetly. And, said that, okay, now we finally found where the flute was. And that, you know, the policeman, Krishna, he got this flute back. And then Lalita Devi said that, okay, now as a punishment, that Krishna, for all your mischief that you have done, let us put you also on the throne beside Srimati Radharani. And then Srimati Radharani, and then, you know, Krishna said, no, how can I go and sit beside the queen? I am just a mere policeman, just her bodyguard. Radharani, with her very sweet voice, said, Krishna, addressing him as Neelamani, that a blue jewel, that you should not, you know, not trouble me anymore, O Krishna. Please, dress of your policeman and accepting the dress of royalty, sit on the throne with me. Beautiful royal fit, divine ornaments. This crown was given to Krishna, a bejeweled throne, and sat on the right side of Srimati Radharani. And, you know, both of them were coronated as the king and queen of Vrindavan. So we see here that how Srimati Radharani, she never ever wants to be worshipped separate from Krishna. That although Krishna arranged this entire festival for the coronation of Srimati Radharani, but for Srimati Radharani, this festival became complete only when Krishna came and sat next to her and also became the king of Vrindavan. So this is the love of Srimati Radharani, which is unparalleled in this world. And that is the reason why Srimati Radharani is known as Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani. That her love surpasses, you know, anything. It surpasses every single thing. That she is Vrajeshwari. She is Vrajadhipe. She is the empress of Sri Brajamandala. She is the queen of Vrindavan. And that is because she has accepted this position on the order of Krishna. And she made Krishna also the king of Vrindavan. So with this meditation and a prayer at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, you know, it's very unjustified that, you know, it cannot be, you know, Srimati Radharani's glories cannot be just talked about in a mere span of, you know, 40, 45 minutes or maybe an hour. But this is a special realm that we can, you know, not even what we have tried to speak here is just what we have heard from our previous acharyas and our guru vargas. And all we can do is just depend on the holy name. When we chant the holy names, Hare, Hare is addressing Srimati Radharani. And because she is the most compassionate one, even more compassionate than Krishna himself, that is why her name appears many more times in the Mahamantra, if we notice. Hare is appearing more times than Krishna or Rama. So that in itself proves the superiority of Srimati Radharani. That only by the mercy and the permission of Srimati Radharani will we ever get what we desire while chanting the holy names. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra's main objective is to bless us with Krishna Prema. And that Krishna Prema can be awarded by one who has Krishna Prema. And that is none other than Srimati Radharani. So when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, let us seek complete shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani to pick us up and engage us in the service of themselves. That they engage us, Srimati Radharani engages us in the service of herself and Shama Sundara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Vartaman Guru Vrind ki jai. If there's any questions, comments or reflections, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanasanam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the very, very beautiful pastime. Mataji, I have one question. The Biryada is the same as Vrindadevi, Mataji?
No, No, Viraja is different, Vrinda Devi is different.
Okay. But when Vrinda Devi got married with Sankasuda, yes, I mean Sudama became that Sankasuda, who got by the Radharani, he is married with Vrinda Devi when they come here, Mataji?
Yes, but Vrinda Devi, she is the original Vrinda Devi who came, not Viraja.
Okay, thank you.
Viraja is a gopi and she became a river, but Vrinda Devi is different. She's another gopi.
Thank you, Mataji. Is there any question or comment for Mataji? The devotee have they can go.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. So beautiful. So beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Mataji, the Viraja River, is it the same that is between the material world and, you know, on our way to Goloka,
yes.
The same ocean,
yes.
That one?
Okay. Yes, yes. Yes. That is the same one. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I have one question. Mataji, in Srimad Bhagavatam, which place Shukbrahma has revealed about Radharani's name?
He actually does not take Srimati Radharani's name. Sri Shukha, he is the parrot of Srimati Radharani. And Sri Shukha was very careful that he was not going to take Srimati Radharani's name. He addresses her as the special gopi throughout the 10th canto. So, but the only, you know, because he knew that if he would take the name of Radha, that Sri Shukha would get into such an ecstasy that he would not be able to keep the time limit that Parikshit was on, you know. He would become very ecstatic as soon as he would take the name of Srimati Radharani. So Sri Shukha only, the closest that he addressed Srimati Radharani is as Aradhita, the one who is the greatest worshipper of Krishna. So he indirectly pointed out towards that special gopi Aradhita, Aradhya or Aradhita. That's the way, you know, Srila Shukadev Goswami addressed Srimati Radharani in the 10th canto. Very indirect.
Okay, Mataji. I just have this question for a long time, so I just ask. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the qualification. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Always to Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, and all the devotees. I have one question. There's a Vaitarani river. Is it the same as a Viraja river?
Which one?
Vaitarani.
Vaitarani. I'm not sure, Mataji.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Because I have heard that we have to cross that Vaitarani river to go.
Vaitarani is another name of Viraja. You're right. Yes, the Vaitarani is another name for Viraja, a smaller name for Viraja. That when this is mentioned in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and
yes.
Vaitarani is known as Viraja. Yes, it's another name.
Thank you, Mataji. Because I was wondering.
Thank you, Mataji.
The name, you know, this. So, okay, thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Koti Koti Dandrat Pranam to your Seva. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Mataji, how nicely you explained the Leelas of Srimati Radharani is the queen of Sridham Vrindavan and Sridham Sakha and Asti Sakhi. Mataji, you explained Radha, Ramins, Rasamandal Dhara and That is, Mataji, we are really not qualified to enter in Sitam Vrindavan, but by your eyes, we enter in Sitam Vrindavan, and we feel that, Leela Mataji, that was pranam to your Seva, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
We pray that we are also blessed with that devotion that you have, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. No words to your associate and then with pranam.
Any more questions?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat pranam, Antmarishya, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for so wonderful class. First of all, I would like to thank you for telling us that why the sannyasis wear the saffron cloth. So that was something new. That was very nice. And I didn't even know that Radharani was wearing that saffron cloth after Krishna left Vrindavan. Because I have heard that gopis used to take care of them very nicely so that if Krishna comes one day, then he won't be disappointed seeing gopis. But different. So, Mataji, I have read that one when Virja River became water, then Krishna came back after pleasing Radharani. He came back to Virja River and he embraced Virja when he personified himself again. And then they appeared as a son of Krishna and Virja River. So what is that past time, Mataji?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what that is. But yes, Viraja, although she became a river, she actually also still manifests as a gopi as well. So she manifests in both forms. You know, she is also a gopi and she is also a Viraja river as well. So I'm not sure of the other pastime. I don't know.
Because at that pastime, I remember I read in the book of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, in Radharani book.
Yes. That pastime is mentioned over there, so I don't remember it. If you would like to share.
Mataji, actually, I don't exactly remember. I mean, when she became water, means like when Radharani came to know that Krishna is with Virja, then she was very much angry. And again, she wanted to please Krishna, so she manifested a more beautiful place than whatever Kunja, Virja manifested. So she made Navdeep. And by seeing Navdeep, Krishna got so much attracted, then he promised Radharani to stay there. And they performed pastime. And then again, he came back to Virja, and he was searching, where is Virja? And,
oh, you were saying Navadvip. I heard something else, but I didn't mention that already in the talk. I did mention that.
Yeah. So that pastime he was means like Maharaj mentioned like this. So I forgot how that seas and all came into picture.
What came into picture?
Means like how these all seas seemings. These oceans manifested after Krishna came back to Virja and he embraced her.
That part I don't remember.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you so much. It was, you know, to get these intimate stories was really unbelievable. I just had one question about the saffron color. You know, you said that Radharani chose it as the color for her feelings of separation. But I think you probably don't know why she chose that particular color to represent her separation, right? Is it?
Well, the answer was given. You know, it is called as Aruna Vastra. You know, if you remember what I was reading, that Mahaprabhu is telling to Lokanath Goswami that Aruna Vastra. Aruna means the color of the sun. The color of the sun is at its setting, you know. So it is explained, you know, by Srila Jiva Goswami Pad that when Krishna would come to, when there is sambhoga, it is like the rising of the sun. Everything becomes brightened. But when Krishna, when Srimati Radharani would experience separation from Krishna, it was like the setting of the sun's color. Then if you notice that entire sky becomes like saffron at one point, you know. It just, like, as if the creation comes to a standstill at there's one particular point. That happens. It happens. You know, you can experience it. So that is that, you know, a moment that she chose, that, you know, the sun is setting, so, you know, everything is like, you know, even the sun of happiness in her life is setting, so therefore Radharani chose the Aruna Vastra, the saffron-colored clothes. That's why she chose that.
But you said something about, I didn't catch the words, something about Krishna offering bhoga?
Oh,
did you say something? Sambhoga
means union.
Oh, sambhoga, uh-huh, yeah. And so, can you just repeat that part, we brought in sambhoga?
Well, sambhoga means in union, you know, so mm-hmm. The argument can be given that, you know, the sun has two aspects, right? When it is rising and when it is setting. So both times you can experience the saffron, you know, ambience. You can experience it. But when the sun is rising, it's more of the golden aura that comes. You know, it's very bright. It's very, it has hope, you know. But when the sun is setting, Jiva Goswami offers this explanation that when the sun is setting, the entire ambience of the atmosphere becomes, you know, that, you know, the sun is going away, it's going to be engulfed into darkness, and, you know, that just that moment before it's engulfed into darkness, that's the color of that saffron, you know? So that mm-hmm. is why it is the mood of Vipralambha. You know, service and separation. That is why Srimati Radharani chose that as, you know, so the setting of the sun is called as Vipralamba. The rising of the sun mm-hmm. is Sambhoga, like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Madhuri. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for a beautiful class today. I was not able to listen to all of it. I had to get off the call for a little bit, but thank you so much, because whatever I heard, I did understand a few things. I have had this doubt in my mind for a long time. Why is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, like, why is Krishna always cushioned, Krishna and Rama, the two names, why are they cushioned by Hare so much? Right? Because we keep saying Hare, and you offered a beautiful explanation for that, Mataji. Thank you so
well,
much. That makes so much sense here. Because we need Srimati Radharani's compassionate blessings in order for us to approach Krishna and Rama. Mataji, I do have one question on the saffron again, saffron color. I understood why you said Srimati Radharani wore saffron after Krishna left, but why are the sannyasis, why are the renunciates wearing saffron? Is that to show separation from material life, or I mean, they are getting closer to their spiritual life, right? So they're getting closer to Krishna.
But, you know, we are actually in the parampara of Lord Chaitanya, right? Lord Chaitanya is part of our parampara, and especially Lord Chaitanya, he exemplified service in separation, which is Vipralambha. So, the services that we are rendering, it is not in Sambhoga, You know, it is not in union. We are, you know, like our spiritual masters. They are, you know, suffering the pains of separation from their spiritual master. It is, you know, the least to start with. And there is also the separation from Krishna, physical separation from Krishna. So unless and until we are reunited with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, till then we are rendering service in separation. So therefore, the color is saffron. Does that make sense?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
It's just, you know, once Srila Jayapataka Maharaj, you know, since he had the stroke in 2008, I remember in 2013, one time he was asked by one of his godbrothers, then, Maharaj, how are you? Are you feeling any pain? Because, you know, he's always sitting on the wheelchair. And, you know, to always, you know, we cannot even imagine the pain that, you know, paralysis can have on one person. But, so this godbrother asked him that, are you feeling any pain? Are you okay? Are you feeling any pain? And Jayapataka Maharaj responded, the pain that I'm feeling in separation from Srila Prabhupada is much greater than this physical pain that I'm undergoing. That was his response.
Thank you, Mataji.
So that is what our Guru Vargas, each and every one of them, they are feeling immense separation from Srila Prabhupada, from, you know, Krishna. So they are in the mood of separation. Right?
Yes. Mataji, why is it more... Why do we have to focus more on the separation rather than union? Or does that help us? Does that help us to get closer to Krishna quickly? Or
Yes, it does. Because, you know, sambhoga, union, has, you know, whenever the gopis are with Krishna, when Srimati Radharani is with Krishna, they are personally, physically present with Krishna, but they would know that, you know, maybe Krishna will go away now. He'll go away now, you know. Whenever Krishna would visit each of his queens, you know, they would think, oh, now Krishna is here, but he'll go away. He'll go away. So it is explained by Srila Prabhupada that the feeling that the bliss that is there in separation is much more, because the feeling of separation, it culminates in sambhoga, you know. It culminates in knowing that, yes, this feeling of separation will be ended soon and I will be reunited with my beloved, you know. That feeling keeps us going and it makes us do things that can accelerate that feeling. You know, that we can achieve that, you know. So that is the difference why Vipralamba is considered to be higher than Sambhoga, because Vipralamba, it has the way that we can actually experience Sambhoga. You know, it is the way and the means, and also it is, there is hope. You know, and there is desire to work towards that hope. So it is much more sweeter, because you see, Krishna, that is the beauty of spiritual life, that, or anything spiritual rather, that when we are thinking of Krishna, we are actually with Krishna. There is no difference, because Krishna is absolute. So similarly, there is, you know, just like how there is no difference between Vapu and Vani, you know, of the spiritual master. Vapu means physical association of the spiritual master. Vani means following the instructions of the spiritual master. But which is higher? It is the Vani association of the spiritual master. That is considered to be more higher. Why? Because you are following the instructions of the spiritual master and you feel more close to the spiritual master even though there is physical separation. Prabhupada was witness of that. He has given us witness of that. And each and every one of us can experience that to a minuscule level too. That not all the time are we blessed to be in the association of our Guru Vargas. We are not. But what do we have as our sustaining grace? What do we have? It is the instructions that are given to us by Srila Prabhupada, by our Guru Vargas, that sustain us in our spiritual life. That simply by following those instructions, we are, you know, making spiritual advancement. And when we are following the instructions, we are in very close proximity. We are deeply connected to our spiritual masters. We are deeply connected. So similarly, that is the beauty of spirituality. That when we are serving in separation, there is sambhoga right there in Vipralambha itself. You can experience, because that's the only way that Srimati Radharani was able to tolerate the separation from Krishna, because whenever she would remember Krishna, Krishna would be present with her. He would be present with her. That's how she was sustaining her life there. Otherwise, how can you? You know? If you ask any of our Guru Vargas, they are continuing because they feel that deep connection to Srila Prabhupada. So there is sambhoga within Vipralambha. There is vapu seva within the vani seva. You see? So that is the beauty of spiritual life. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Mataji, in great detail. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very beautiful question. Very beautiful question. Any more questions?
If there is no question, comment for Mataji, we can end the call. Let's pay our obeisances to Hare Krishna Kalasuta Mataji and all the devotees who joined. Once
I just wanted to say thank you to Mataji. Very, very beautiful, amazing, amazing class, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Pancha Kalpataruvesa, Kirpa Sindhu Evacha, Patita Nama Pavanepyo, Vaishnavepyo, Namo Namaha.